A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. And when they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. We are so accustomed to hearing this gospel that we can easily imagine it's about others. Yet, what if we hear it as if we are the lost? Perhaps it is we who are content with being already saved. What if we hear it as if we are those that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save? If worship is to lead us more deeply into the practice of care for the wider world, perhaps we need to let this gospel teach us to do just that. And that may be one of the things that the wisdom of our Dominican brother, Albert the Great, whose feast we honor today, can grant us: the existence of free choice in all our actions. In the gospel, Jesus is presented as intending to pass through this town on his way to another place. And the town, of course, is Jericho. Yet for some reason, he stops and is able to teach those around him by demonstrating his compassion for this tax collector, who is despised for being in cahoots with the enemy, the Roman government. The encounter that is described here is brief and leaves much to ponder. It focuses on both the desire of Zacchaeus to see and the response of Jesus to save. However, it also includes the grumbling of the pious onlookers. This is one of the few gospel passages given to us in the lectionary that points out Jesus' blessing of one who is clearly outside the community. Why are we reflecting on this particular act? Perhaps because there are many around us who fit in the category of Zacchaeus. Who are the invisible, the voiceless, the marginalized in your community? Perhaps they are the incarcerated, or they may be those who are overseeing them, administrators, corrections officers, police. Where I live in the USA, both of these groups are oppressed. Both of them need to see so that they can be saved. And who can do the saving? Those of us in the believing community are called to radical action. We are called to quit our grumbling and, if we are able, to go inside the walls where we can see these human beings. Some of them are ready to meet the salvation of God, and some of us can carry the good news of Christ's love for them. Yes, there are stories about what led them to where they are, but we are called to their house to listen and to love, to meet them face to face.